Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. As you know, we're still rolling with the Washington State Council of Firefighters because we want to put 1,000 new coats on kids, because this winter, it's a cold winter and the kids need them. All it takes is $34 to put a brand new American-made coat on a child that needs one. Any donation helps, man.
And what our goal is about 7,000 coats, which is about $34,000 to raise. And I'm just looking at our goals so far, and we're at 25,000 plus.
Ooh, we're getting there,
dollars
people.
Have been raised to put new coats on kids. It's just fantastic. And shout out to people like Eric and Kara, Christopher, who donated, Andrew and Sean, all these people that have been just throwing in, whether it be $34, $17, or some people even throwing in a couple $100.
Hey, you know what? You might get a shout out for doing so. All it takes is just $34 to put a brand new American made coat on a kid that needs one. And if you can't do the full 34, any little bit helps. Spreading on your social networks also helps as well.
Shout out to John Morrison. I like his name because he's a wrestler that I'm a fan of. But he's
John Morrison.
He donated over $70 saying we wanted to help out. No one should be cold this winter.
You want really more cool info? You want to donate? Just go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game. Yeah. So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to Beat Mix. It's time to turn down for Thursday.
Charge out for what?
Oh, yeah. Friday Junior.
Mm-hmm. It's a long week, man.
I know. It's been such a long week.
I don't know how we did it, man. It's just a
struggle bus.
A long day, that's for sure.
Geez, I don't know if we're going to make it to Friday. It's been such a brutal week.
I know, right?
Well, hopefully it's not been a long week for our contestant. I don't know, that's a terrible segue. We've got Danny in Centralia to take on Steve. Danny, are you there, sir?
I am here.
Excellent. What is he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to check out Everlast, who's going to be at the Clearwater Casino Resort on January 11th. The show is sold out, so if you want to win, your only way is through Beat Migs at either 647 or 847.
Yeah.
If you want more details, go to KISW.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. Show me what it's like.
For those playing at home, Danny has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Danny, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What beverage was the first American consumer product made widely available in the USSR?
Coca-Cola?
No.
Jeez. Pass.
What is the name of the baby in The Incredibles?
Pass.
Which famous model was married to musician Billy Joel?
Christy Brinkley.
Yes. Which pop star also starred in A Star Is Born?
Lady Gaga.
Yes. What two colors make the color green?
Yellow and blue.
Yes. Denzel Washington and Chris Pratt starred in the remake of which Western?
The Magnificent Seven.
Yes. Who won the 2016 Oscar for Best Actor for the movie The Revenant?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes. What popular comedian authored the book I Am America and So Can You?
Ooh, I don't know. Pass.
Rock music and what else was banned in the movie Footloose?
Dancing.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
Not too bad.
Nope. A little bit above average.
Yeah, we'll see how Stevie does.
Yes, Stevie has his work cut out for him. It won't be such a easy ride as it was earlier this morning.
That's for sure.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, he's going to have to answer a few more correctly.
Yeah, Danny worked hard on this one, so maybe we'll get a sort of holiday decline, some sort of decline.
Steve actually got a good amount right last time.
Yeah. I guess we'll have to see how this works out. Steve?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Time to get in bird box mode.
Oh, boy, that's right.
Put on the blindfold.
Blindfold him.
Don't want to die.
What beverage was the first American consumer product made widely available in the USSR?
Ooh, Coca-Cola.
No.
Beverage? Pepsi.
Yes. What is the name of the baby in The Incredibles?
Baby.
No.
Batman.
Flash?
No.
Oh. Little girl.
No.
Little guy.
Which famous model was married to musician Billy Joel?
Oh, Christy...
Yamaguchi.
That's what I was going to say, but I know that's not the answer.
Christy Turlington.
No.
It's something with a T.
I love Christy Turlington.
Christy Teigen.
No.
Christy Tawana Man.
No. Which pop star also starred in A Star Is Born?
Oh, man. Bette Midler?
No.
Madonna?
No.
A Star Is Born. Michael Jackson?
No. What two colors make the color green?
Yellow and blue.
Yes! Yay! Denzel Washington and Chris Pratt starred in the remake of which Western?
Gunsmoke?
No.
Oh. Western? I don't know. A Few Good Men?
No.
Wow. Good, Bad, Western. And the Ugly.
Well, at least that was a Western. No. Steve.
Yeah.
You dropped a deuce.
Wow.
You lose.
I can't
Six
believe.
6-2.
You were right, Rev. I can't believe he was that bad on this.
Yeah.
Damn. Congratulations, Danny.
I appreciate it. You know what? Why don't you just give the tickets to the next caller? I just wanted to beat Steve.
All right. Well, there you go.
Beat him, you did. Good job, Different Danny.
Good man.
Yeah. I have to say Different Danny because we already have a Danny.
That is true. Yeah. So, yeah. Country Danny over there, he gets himself 6 correct. So, we'll get caller 6 on that one.
Good job, CD.
Some of the ones that he got that you did not.
I didn't get a lot. So
The famous model that was married to musician Billy Joel was Christy Brinkley.
Yeah.
Brinkley.
Girl. Tegan's with that John Legend guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. They're funny on Twitter. She's funny on
Twitter. She's really funny on Twitter, and she looks nice, too.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a model. The pop star that also starred in A Star Is Born, Lady Gaga.
Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody said, would you have accepted Barbara Streisand?
You would have. Was she a pop star? I guess.
I guess probably.
At one point?
We probably would have argued about it, and eventually I would have caved.
Yeah, I guess she was a pop star at one time.
Yeah. The movie that had Denzel and Chris Pratt in it was the remake of The Magnificent Seven. That happened a couple of years ago, I think. We just watched it over the break. So.
How was that movie?
It was all right. I mean, for a Western, it seemed overly violent, which is kind of a juxtaposition. Like, I should be expecting, like, a lot of people getting shot and dying. Yeah. But it was a bit over the top for me.
And that was a tough movie to do, because the original was a beloved movie in the world of Westerns. Yeah,
exactly. Those are the ones you missed there.
Yeah, Steve.
Well, at least you got the two colors that make the color green.
Yes.
Good job, buddy.
You make green.
Yeah. Congratulations to Danny on winning with that 6 correct.
Which so
we'll take caller 6.
I like this plan. Caller number 6, you're checking out Everlast, the Clearwater Casino. Caller number 6 at 206-421-ROCK. You're a winner. Caller number 6, just like that.
Saw a movie I think you dig.
Oh, yeah?
Over the time off.
Oh, good for you, buddy.
What's that guy, the actor? David Cho?
David Cho? I don't know if I know David Cho.
Is that his name?
I'm not sure.
He was in Searching. The movie's called Searching.
I didn't even know that movie either.
I didn't know it either. We just kind of were going through, like, on demand and came across something, and the premise sounded kind of cool. And
John Cho?
John Cho.
Oh, John Cho. Mr. Sulu.
Yes.
Oh, I know him. I like him a lot. Yeah, Harold.
He's the star of this movie.
Yeah.
And it's all about him, and it's dynamic with his daughter, and it's his daughter goes missing, and now he's trying to figure it out, and it's all very... computer based, like he's going through her emails and her Facebook.
Oh.
And it was just done film wise. It was done a little bit different than some films. Like it felt like you were just watching the entire movie via FaceTime.
Was this at the theater?
I don't know, but it went on demand.
Oh, yes, we talked about it on BJ Shea's Geek Nation on our Friday episodes.
Way to go, BJ.
Yeah, I remember that one now.
Well, because he has a 16-year-old daughter, and I commented, holy crap, John Cho does not look old enough to have a 16-year-old daughter.
You're the movie he does.
Oh, really? Does he get all haggard?
Well, I mean, he just doesn't look like young John Cho.
But he's 46.
Oh, well, that's what then he's definitely old enough to have a 16-year-old daughter.
Like 30.
You're right, dude. I mean, or even younger than that. I mean, I'm thinking Harold Kumar, which I think is 20s, but I guess John Cho's been around a while.
That would have been funny if he got really stoned and that's how he figured out where his daughter was.
Oh, nice.
Exactly. No, it's a fun movie.
It's a fun movie about a guy trying to find his daughter.
It's fun in that it's suspenseful.
Ah.
We didn't fall asleep during it.
Okay.
Both my wife and I stayed awake the entire movie, which
really?
Yeah.
You fell asleep during Wonder Woman.
Yeah, twice.
Okay.
We fell asleep during Mission. We watched Mission Impossible over the weekend.
Oh, I want to see that.
Vacation. It was good. It took us a couple of views until we got through it. But
yeah.
Searching was probably one of the more fun movies we've watched in a while. And I know I say fun, not that it was like funny or ha-ha or anything like that. It was just, it kept us interested from beginning to end. Had a good twist at the end. I mean, some of it was a little, it kind of felt like the writing was on the wall in some parts, but they did it well.
I'm going to have to, I always have to try to find movies for my wife to watch, and usually ones that you recommend don't work.
92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Boom.
Ooh, okay.
98 on Steve Tomatoes.
Okay. That's amazing that you're agreeing with Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That means it has to be good.
Okay. All right. I didn't see any new movies. I didn't see Aquaman.
I meant to go see that because it's in 4D.
Yeah.
And I felt like that might be the one where you need to turn the water button off. Like if there's ever a 4DX movie that's going to get you really wet, Aquaman should be the Barbie.
I mean, I've seen how many moms have been drooling over this movie.
That's true. It's not the water function that's getting everybody in the audience.
Yeah. We don't want to. Yeah, we probably shouldn't use that. Yeah, Jason Momoa has been giving people basically the mop treatment for a long time.
Now, that movie, apparently, it's one of the most successful DC franchise films or comic book movies.
So it has done that well.
So, haha.
Mm-hmm. It's been doing really, really well. A lot of people have liked it a lot. And I still haven't seen it either.
And yet, I guess I'm just turned off because who thought they would have made a movie about Aquaman? It was always the joke on Entourage was that's the movie Vincent Chase was going to do.
Y'all laughed at me.
Yeah. Because it was a joke. Nobody thought Aquaman would ever be made into a superhero movie.
The best part is I was contending that it would be one of the most successful DC movies, and I still haven't seen it either. So I haven't even helped the cause.
But it's gotten good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes as well.
Yeah, and I actually went out and got the AMC card that they have. You know, MoviePass has their card because there's so many good movies out right now, and I still haven't seen it, but I'm going to go see it either this weekend or beginning of next week.
All right. If you know what? And I know it's a beautiful looking movie. Like, I should want to see it on the big screen because of all the other underwater scenes. Maybe Joey Deez and I will have to, we'll have to make a move.
64%. Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay, so it's still fresh.
But everyone's like talking about it. My friends who are huge DC Aquaman fans are loving this movie.
Wow.
The only movie I saw over the week or the break that we had in the theaters was a steampunk movie called Mortal Engines.
Oh,
and yeah. Danny probably shouldn't look up the Rotten Tomatoes on that
it's
bad. The movie is very steampunk in that it's visually beautiful and kind of unnecessary.
Yeah, perfect. It's,
yeah.
That's what I love in a movie.
Yeah, produced by Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, that guy's a guy.
So, yeah, exactly. I thought maybe it would be a lot of fun. And I had read the book during the summer. It just, you can do without it.
Oh.
And it's got your favorite guy in it, agent...
Hugo Weaving.
Agent Smith. Hugo Weaving, yeah.
Oh, we should interview him so he can tell me that he doesn't want to do anything for me at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, some people are asking about Spider-Verse. Is that someone's says, how about Into the Spider-Verse? I loved it.
Yes, I actually saw Into the Spider-Verse.
What is this?
It's an animated Spider-Man movie.
Oh. Is it in the theaters?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Did you see it too, Vicky?
Not yet. That's also another one I'm going to be seeing.
What have you used your movie pass for so far?
I literally just got it last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a very, very good movie, I don't want to spoil anything, but you know, there's a character in the movie that is somebody who we didn't expect that person to be, and I had to go on the internet at the end of the movie and go, all right, who's this character? And they go, yep, that's exactly who you think it is, and you're like, really? Because that's not who I expect that person to look like, is all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah, and the person that's Into the Spider-Verse was awesome.
Yeah. You remember New Girl, right?
Yeah.
The guy that played the bartender, Jake. I think, ooh. I can't remember, the actor's name is Jake.
Jake Johnson.
Jake Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
He's the voice of one of the characters in the movie, and he's fantastic. A lot of good voices in the movie, actually, people that we know. And well done. And I don't want to spoil anything in case, I mean, a lot of people might know it from the comic book stuff, but I never really know a whole lot. I didn't know anything about the Spider-Verse, so to be surprised by all the different things that they did. But the main thing is it doesn't focus so much on Peter Parker, but it focuses on this kid, Miles Morales, from a different universe who becomes a Spider-Man.
got some texts about Aquaman. They said the best DC movie I've seen. It's just amazing.
Better than Wonder Woman.
Another person says Aquaman's awesome. Can't wait to see it again. Another texter just saw Aquaman in 4DX on Christmas. It's not a good movie by any means, but it was really entertaining. Definitely needs to be seen in 3D to make it worthwhile. Next text, how does Steve even exist on your show? Well, that has nothing to do with Aquaman.
No, it doesn't. How do you exist on the show?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know how he exists either.
I'm just here.
Yeah, I think the air is a big part of it because he breathes it.
That's good. I'm glad that one day into the new year, I'm going to deal with idiots on the text line.
Usually it's about me. I'm surprised it's about you today.
Oh, all of us.
Oh, really? Oh, well, you only read the ones about me.
Oh, yeah.
It was at least nice in the new year, you're reading the ones about you.
Yes, it's a new year, new me, BJ.
That's it. So only the haters that are of you, you'll read.
Yes, it's to prove that I exist.
Woo! I love it.
New Spider-Man is fantastic.
Yeah, and meanwhile, my wife, who doesn't like she says she doesn't like a lot of action movies, says she doesn't like a lot of animation. I always struggle to find the right movie to see her, but I got four great movies over the holidays, even though people get mad. You want to talk about somebody hated? I got Blu-rays, so I posted all the Blu-rays, and now they have the Ultra HD 4K movies you can get.
Uh-huh.
Who gets that stuff anymore? What are you, a loser for getting Blu-rays? I'm like, well, what do you mean? I can still.
What does it matter? Why do you get so worked up over what you decide to purchase?
Yeah, because you could still do digital because they let you just enter the code into Movies Anywhere and then you got it everywhere you want. So I literally have it everywhere, including on Blu-ray. Why wouldn't I make that purchase?
I'm glad I still got the Blu-ray of Infinity War because I got the Ultra 4K version and it doesn't work on my PlayStation 4 Pro.
Oh.
Because it isn't actually 4K, so it won't play those. It'll still upgrade the quality for other stuff. It just won't play the Ultra 4K DVD thingies.
Yeah, see, I have the because Movies Anywhere will play on my Apple TV, and I have a 4K Apple TV, and guess what I'm going to be doing? I'll be watching some of those movies in 4K without using the Blu-ray, buddy, because I got both. I got everything. But the wife loved, she loves Solo. You know, I feel so badly everybody hated on the Solo movie, and she really liked it. And she knows the Star Wars universe. I've been dragging her to every movie since we've been dating back in the 70s.
I feel like, and this is super music nerdy to throw this in there, but I feel like Solo is going to be the Pinkerton of movies. Pinkerton for Weezer was panned at first. People said it was the worst, and now people look back on it as being like their most iconic record.
I hope you're right.
And I'm starting to see some people that didn't want to see it at first are finally seeing it because now it's on demand or on your premium cable, you know, movie packages. And I'm seeing some people that are super nerdy that would probably be great guests on like your Geek Nation if they were, you know, doing something to talk about, but they're just going off about how great Solo was and they didn't expect it because so many people told them not to see it.
Exactly. And I really liked it. Second time around, I really liked the dude that played Solo. Eric Emglen, Heijmans, Michael
Ansel Elgort?
Yeah, I know.
Something like that.
This exactly. Poor guy. I don't know how to say his name. That's a big problem. But I really liked the movie. I thought, you know, what a fun standalone movie. And
I loved it.
They canceled Boba Fett because nobody liked Solo so much. And the fans, which is like, good job, fans. Because you were such douches, fans, you don't get to have a Boba Fett movie, which everybody wants. You know, which is so amazing to me. Like, the people like that movie ruined it by hating on this one so much.
More movie places should do that now. Punish their fans by taking away things that they were really excited about having because they didn't respond well to the thing that they gave.
Exactly. Yeah, I you know what? I'm all for Disney doing that because ever since Disney got Star Wars, I've had so many hardcore fans that I know, my friends, that have just been such douches. I'm like, you know what? They should take it all away from you. You deserve nothing. You're such a baby.
Somebody also texted wondering if I did get the WWE video game and have I actually played it. I did get it for Christmas.
Did you really get the video game?
Yes. The funny part
every year you get it.
Here's the best part. During Black Friday when we were visiting my parents for Thanksgiving, I saw there was an ad that said the video game was half price for Black Friday. So I ordered it and I mailed it to my wife under her name. And I forgot that I did it until I opened up the present. I'm like, you got me it. And she's like, you ordered it, you idiot. Like, oh, yeah.
That's the greatest surprise ever.
Yeah, and I did, and I created myself, and I haven't played it since.
There you go. That's your tradition. You create yourself with a brand new wrestling game, never play it again until you get the 2019 edition.
Yeah, but see, check me out.
Oh, you look good.
Yeah.
Damn, you look good, dude. And you even gave yourself the Migs shirt.
Yeah, you could do anything on that day.
Whoa, dude, you're looking pretty good.
Yeah, if only I could look that way in real life.
Well, you know. Damn, dude. That is so funny. Look at you, dude. That's amazing. It really does look like you.
Well, because you scan your face. Oh, take a picture of your face, you upload it.
Whoa.
And then you can kind of like, you know, like, work it into the actual face of the character.
That's amazing. I didn't know they were allowed. That's
you can even take pictures of your arms and put the tattoos on.
What?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely. I see how some people do it, and some people just nail it when they create. Like I say, there's a guy that does 3-2-1 battle wrestlers, and man, some of the ones that he's done, I'm just like, holy smokes! Like they look dead on recreation.
So there's an art to this.
It's a lot of time, man. I spent a lot of time on that. And mine, when you look at it, like there are moments where you turn it and it just looks like someone like ran over my face with a steamroller. Like, I mean, it's close enough, but I don't have that kind of patience, man. It's the people that could create those characters and do it to a T, man, they've got a lot of patience.
What are you talking about? From this angle, you always look like you got rolled over by a steamroller.
It's the wrong side, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
thanks, Vicky.
Yeah. There you go. Boy, everybody's loving you this new year. I'm liking this whole that Steve's getting ripped on.
I'm saying it out of love.
I could tell.
Yeah. Well, it is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is your first opportunity of 2019 to pick the topic. Your first opportunity to guide this show, to tell Steve he's useless. What is he doing here?
Oh, thanks.
Good old steamroller face Steve. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the Loose. Your calls, your texts at 917 on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. It does not matter what you want to talk about. You get to guide this dang ship. You'll be the first one to do so, as a matter of fact, for 2019 for us.
How exciting.
Oh, very exciting. But do remember, Steve has a rule for Listeners on the Loose.
That's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you will be gone in 2019, and we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
Just for today, not forever.
We're excited to say that we have our phone number back. We thought we weren't going to get it back for the longest time, but 206-421-ROCK is back. We own it again.
Nice.
You can also text us at 77999. Let's go to Michael in Seattle. Michael, you are on The Rock.
Hey. So earlier you were talking about movie-inspired stupidity?
Yeah.
Well, first let me say I'm really curious how many other guys would admit to this one, but the night I saw Back to the Future, well, I drove 88 miles an hour.
Yeah, because who didn't want to try to see if somehow, some way, we all had a flux capacitor hiding somewhere in our car?
Exactly, you know, just to feel it. And, you know, a lot of people did it in California. A lot got pulled over, which I managed to avoid. But I also discovered that you don't want to take a used Datsun B210 up to 88 miles.
Yeah, good call.
You didn't even have a DeLorean.
No.
Yeah. Nope.
Datsun.
That's awesome.
But you know what, Michael? California just begs for that. I mean, they have so many long stretches, and they're not even, like, they're just regular roads that can travel 55 miles an hour. They're not even highways or freeways. They're just roads that can do that in parts of California. They're just begging for someone to Back to the Future it.
You got it.
Yeah. Well, good for you, buddy. And you're alive to say so, though. Did you go back and try to have a little business with your mom? Because that's not good.
Whoa.
It didn't work, BJ. Yeah.
No, I managed to avoid that one.
Good job. And I don't know how he did it, because I have to tell you, I forget the name of the actress that played his mom in Back to the Future, but God, I always had a crush on her.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. She was, yeah.
Didn't she play like a girlfriend for him at one point, too? In like another movie or something?
Oh, I don't know if you're talking about his girlfriend who ended up being his wife, I think.
I
think Tracy, what's-her-face, became his wife in real life.
Oh, and the actress you're thinking of is Leah Thompson.
Yeah. Oh, Leah Thompson, yeah. No,
she was in Howard the Duck. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Leah Thompson is... She's the real deal.
She should have been in the adult film parody of that. Howard the...
Howard the autocorrect.
There we go. Exactly.
You pick the topic. You guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Peter in Seattle. Peter, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Peter. Welcome to the show. What you got for us today, buddy? Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, Happy New Year, BJ.
Happy New Year.
It's back. It was kind of boring.
Well, I'm glad we're back to add some excitement to your life, because, you know, we're normally boring people, but it's nice to know at least we make your lives more interesting.
Thank you so much.
What you got,
hey,
man?
So every year I call you guys to kind of check on your Christmas swag and see what you guys got. I myself got a couple cool gifts. Got a solar battery charger for my cell phone, which is really cool.
Ooh,
and then
yeah.
I got a new GoPro. You know, and a few little things like socks and the jackets, some hats, little stuff like that. But I'm curious what you guys got.
So I have to ask Peter because I'm stupid. It's a dumb question, but you must be an outdoorsy guy, so that way you can charge your phone when you're not inside near plugs. Or does it work inside too if you put it like anywhere where it's close to
a window?
Yeah, it works both ways. I mean, you can charge it from the wall. It's got a little flashlight on it, or you can just have it clipped to your backpack, and you know, and it charges as you go.
How does it do here? Like on a day, today, Peter, would it charge your phone?
I don't know. I haven't used it yet. Most people use it in the summer for camping.
It'd be great if his phone dies on us right now.
I know. See, because I used
to. Would.
I had Christmas lights I bought. I was so excited because they were charged solar. So they would go on in the nighttime and then they would get charged in the daytime. But we don't get sun here, so they never worked. Like they would work a little bit, then they would die. And I would like, I stopped putting them out because we just never got enough sun. So I'm hoping you're
like flash a flashlight at it or something.
I know. I should have thought. And so I was so excited and realized I'm living in the wrong place.
I saw an ad, speaking of chargers, that you're probably on your Christmas list maybe for next year since you travel so much. I kind of want to get it if I have to get new luggage. It's the luggage has a battery pack installed in it. So you just have to plug you can charge your phone by running the cord into your luggage.
I saw those. Those look amazing.
Flyaway, I think, is the company.
Yeah, I saw them too. I just saw the commercial for those guys.
Dude, are they like advertising everywhere? It's like everything I turned on, it was like that damn commercial, but I want to buy it now.
I hope they are regulation size for carry-on luggage because everyone's cracking down, and that's the real bummer I found.
Oh.
Is that I
do check in all the, but you know, I check my bag all the time.
Yeah, I don't want to deal
with that chaos.
Yeah.
They are regulation, as far as I know, but you do have to take the battery pack out if you check it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they're, like, removable.
Oh, look at Stevie's done.
Yeah, that's a little extra work there. Yeah.
It's over.
And they're probably expensive as all get out.
Wait, they'll let you bring the battery pack, though, if you put it on the plane?
As far as I know,
like, overhead luggage? I mean, that's more dangerous
to me. They might take it out, too, actually.
I don't want anything blowing up in the overhead luggage like that.
Oh, my gosh. It says $245 for that.
Yeah, nope. So hard pass. Yeah, so expensive. Never mind.
Yeah, I'll just pay $30 at Target. Another $60 for our luggage, and I found myself saving money. Yeah.
Guys, seriously,
$60 on luggage.
That's not expensive if you want a decent piece of luggage. It really is.
I just go to Ross and get something for $30.
Yeah.
Last a couple times, and I'm good. I'll go get another one later.
Right? That's exactly it.
If you don't travel a lot, Rev, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, and I don't.
But if you run around a lot, you got to spend that much on luggage.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry.
Hard pass on that one.
Yeah. So Peter got some good stuff. How about what you get? We know you got wrestling. You told us you got the wrestling.
I got a lot of clothes. That's what my wife. She always gets me some cool stuff like workout gear and things like that. She made it a point, though, not to buy me anything black, which was kind of
that's because that's your whole wardrobe. Are you sure?
Yeah. So she got me the Seahawks shirt that's in blue.
It's blue, yeah. Your jeans are a little lighter than I know. Are those new jeans or old jeans?
No, they're old jeans. I just didn't want to, blue and black didn't feel right.
Oh, okay. Hey, man, I can't do it.
A green jacket. Honestly, the thing I got most excited about, and it was the cheapest thing of all the things she got me, but she knows me all too well. She got me a WWE-inspired Pez dispenser pack.
Oh!
It's John Cena, The Rock, and Undertaker. And bunch of pets.
See, we're still kids. I mean, really, when you think about it, it's so awesome at this age, we can still get kid stuff.
Those are my favorite. That was my favorite thing. Other stuff, too, but that was definitely one of the things I got really excited about.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, Uncle Chris just rounded out my sonic screwdriver collection from Doctor Who. I'm so excited because I was missing Peter Capaldi's sonic screwdriver, so now I got it all.
Uh-huh.
Very, very excited about that. I'll tell you what I did do. I went and I bought a gift for the family. I wanted us all to be matching, hoping that they would get me the same thing, and then we'd all be matching. But I took a chance. I didn't ask anybody to do anything.
Like
I just
outfits?
Made a move. Yes, it was outfits because, well, in case I didn't tell anybody, the Red Sox won the World Series. I don't know if you guys knew that.
No clue.
So I got the regulation. Oh, Joey's got it on right now. There it is.
History made.
Yeah, so the regulation shirt. But last time I asked my wife to buy it for me in 2013, she didn't get me the regulation one. She got me one that was an off one, and I was so mad at her. I'm like, I don't mind that you got this, but I wanted the one that everybody with the players wear on the field.
Right.
I specifically asked for that.
Yeah.
So this year I was like, God, I'm asking for the same thing, but if she doesn't get the same thing, they're all going to open up regulation ones, and I'm going to have the off one that she gets.
That's why you had to buy yourself one, just put it on the side just in case.
Yeah.
And then return it if they do get it.
I had that plan, Steve.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah, so that was kind of fun.
They came through.
Because they opened up theirs first, and they thought they gave me my gift. They thought they labeled the gift wrong, which I thought was really great.
And I also noticed that you and your son got father-son matching MeUndies.
Oh, yeah, we did. Those were awesome.
That's a weird picture.
I did not ask for them.
You're not wearing them at the time, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's better.
I think it would have been funny if you guys both wore them for the picture.
Actually, we did. Well, you don't see the picture where we did wear them? Oh, you missed Sarah. Actually,
wait, you actually have them on?
Yeah, Sarah did a boomerang with us. We put them over our shirt. We put them over our pants, but we did put them on.
Aww. Oh, that's lame.
Not lame.
Do you really want to see him like that?
I don't want to see my son MeUndies. You know how they make you look like you're the Hulk?
Yeah, but they make you look like that, too. So be like, hey, the apple didn't fall too far from the dong tree.
I don't want to have the dong tree moment with my son.
No.
They're cool, though. They're like the cartoon versions of Chewie and C-3PO and R2-D2.
Oh, they're the Star Wars ones.
Yeah. Oh, they were so good. And I didn't know they got... I asked for them myself, and apparently they thought that Joey D's would appreciate them, too, so they got us matching underwear. Which, you know...
Or it was just a two-for-one sale.
Yeah, right. Either way, we both lucked out. We both, because I love them. And, and of course, they're so... If you haven't tried MeUndies on yourself yet, man, they are so comfortable.
Like this one. I got my daughter a Minnie Mouse coloring book for $1, and that was a bigger hit than the $200 toy that she got.
Oh, man. I mean, it's nice that she appreciated the coloring book, but not after you put two bills on something.
Yeah, that's tough.
All right, Vicky, how about you? What was your favorite gift?
So we technically had a postpone Christmas, so we haven't opened our presents yet.
Okay, did something bad happen?
Kind of drama, so we had to postpone Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there's nobody ill, is there?
No, no one's ill.
So it was non-hospital drama, and you postponed Christmas?
Yeah.
What?
When are you guys going to have Christmas?
Hopefully either this weekend or next weekend.
And then what, New Year's after that?
Right. Well, I mean, it works
so
out.
So it's still 2018 for you.
It's Los Santos Reyes this weekend, so that'd be cool.
You really haven't opened your presents yet?
I opened one.
What
it was
the
a
hell?
Sweater for my brother.
Have you ever had that happen in your life where you didn't get to open your presents because somebody... I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, okay, more importantly, did you guys get to eat the tamales for Christmas?
Oh, hell yeah, we did.
Okay, then that's all.
That's all that matters.
Well, as long as you had tamales.
We got to open those gifts.
That's the ultimate gift, if you ask me.
Steve, do you think that a present could stay unopened this long in your life if it was a Christmas present?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, not me. I don't care what
12?
Kind of, yes.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. There's no way. I don't care what drama's going on. I am opening those bitches. Those presents are going to be mine.
It was one of those like, yeah, just go open them if you want. And then you get that guilt trip like, well, I'm not going to now. I'm going to wait till everyone's together.
So is everyone arguing? Oh, no, I don't ask questions. I don't want answers.
No, you don't want answers. Yeah. No,
I hope everything's okay.
Everything's good now. But okay, it was just good. Like in that moment, I was like, I'm going to just go eat candy in my room.
Wait a second. I have never heard of such drama that canceled Christmas. I mean, even Rudolph. I mean, they were able to save Christmas with Rudolph. Why didn't you just bring Rudolph into the living room?
I should have. I didn't think about it.
Damn it!
If you just drank enough to make your nose red, you would have had all this solved.
I mean, that eventually did happen.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I'm just fascinated because, I mean, Christmas is the time of year where that supersedes everything because you go, no matter how mad I get about anything in my life, I know I'm getting presents. So basically, they give me a drink and presents. I don't want to argue with anybody. Wow. Man. All right, Danny, how about you? Because you had Lily, because you got the little one.
Yeah, it was a toss-up for me. I had, she got me a huge box of Sour Patch Kids, and I had 12 boxes of Sour Patch Kids inside. And
she knows her dad.
I was so stoked about that. Well, we eat them together, so I was like, that's cool. But then my mom gave me this silver chain for my homemade ghetto Seahawks necklace that I got from the station.
Corey that made those, I believe, and they're just their cool Seahawk logo beer openers.
Yeah. Now, did she get that for the purpose for you to have a chain to put that logo on?
Yeah, because Steve was cleaning out his desk last year, and he gave me this, and I was like, that's really cool. I'm going to make it into a necklace, like one of the ghetto necklaces that have the big chain.
Yeah.
And I just used one of the little ball chains, but I'm allergic to the metal. So it was like giving me rashes. So my mom bought me a silver chain that I could actually use, so I'm not going to break out. Legit.
That's commitment.
Now you're part of the hood.
Yeah.
Look at you, buddy.
How about the Rev?
I got something steampunky.
Actually, yeah, I did. The coolest one I got was from my sister, which was a steampunk skull mug. That was fantastic. And then also some family friends got us a steampunk wine holder. So it holds the wine bottle and two glasses.
Oh, I saw that. That looks good.
Yeah, it's made out of horseshoes, and it's got, like, little steampunk gears and stuff on it. It's really,
that
really
was
cool.
Sweet. That was actually very, very sweet.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I like this text that says, is it bad to have present envy? My buddy's wife sent them to the damn bunny ranch.
Whoa.
Wow.
What?
Is that still open after Hoff died?
That's a good question.
I guess it is. I mean,
yeah, but who? Yeah, hopefully he had a nice succession plan, as it were. Because you know what? You want those sessions to be successions if you can. You know,
thank you. Good night, everybody.
How? Wow.
I mean, that's relationship stuff that doesn't happen in my world.
No, there's no way your wife's going to send you to the bunny ranch.
No.
No. Your wife might want to send you places, but it won't be there. Dang, that is present envy. I thought I was really cool with my shirts, but that guy wins.
And how do you present that as a gift? Like, do you make a card? Do you?
That's a really good question.
Like, sometimes, like, you get something to somebody, you get maybe a little arts and crafty, and you print whatever it is, and you set it all up. Like, what do you do in that situation?
You get a pop-up card, right?
I was thinking a PowerPoint. Oh. Just all the different ladies you can pick from.
You could go for the Neapolitan.
Yes.
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 Well, I'd be like, these are my favorite ladies. Go for whoever you want, but these are my personal favorites.
Boy, this is the world we're living in now, Steve. I mean, it really is amazing that this may not be so crazy. And like you said, what's going to happen 10 years from now?
Yeah.
Where, you know, what if most relationships, it's very flexible and fluid in that department, and the Bunny Ranch gift certificate is just a common thing?
I don't know if that's ever going to be that way. I don't know if it'll ever.
Yeah, you don't think in 50 years?
I don't know, but I don't think in 50 years it's going to be. I think it'll maybe be a little bit more accepted, absolutely. Yeah. But I don't think it's going to be the popular gift to give somebody for Christmas.
Well, I'll tell you why I was thinking this, because I was just looking back.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Putting the ho, ho, ho in the holidays.
I was looking back at the old photo albums. And again, this is the 70s. And I saw a picture of my brother, and it not at his time. It wasn't his wife at his time. It was his girlfriend. And I remember they were moving into their apartment, so there were pictures of that, and it immediately brought back all of the conversation, because the family was like, this guy's living in sin. It was like frowned upon, super frowned upon to live together. And now everybody does it. But I'm old enough to remember where that was such a big deal. And I remember the conversations like, why can't we just live together? Doesn't it make sense? And we're not hurting anybody. And look how far we've come in that 40 years where you would never have that conversation. Like, you can't even, like, Vicky's and Danny's probably don't even know what that conversation would be like. It's just out of their realm of anything. So it's like, gosh, in another 15 years, 30 years, who knows what the hell people will be doing, where you and I will be going, I don't understand it. When I was, nobody ever did stuff like that. So
dude, how about apparently going back to the person that got the buddy's wife that sent him to the bunny ranch for the Christmas gift. He says that she gave him the plane ticket with driving directions. Huh.
Wow! Nice. So he know where he was going, or how great is that? With like a scavenger hunt. All right, you get off the plane, and somebody just hands you a thing, like The Amazing Race. And next thing you know, the next scavenger hunt is right in this room, and you have to find the ticket.
I'd be pretty pumped if I got just directions that led me to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
my life's the best.
Hello, Chick-fil-A. Oh yeah, that would be awesome. That would be so, so awesome. It is Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We asked everybody, right? Did we get everybody for the Christmas present?
Yeah. So he says, BJ, have you watched, played through Black Mirror Bandersnatch. Okay, Bandersnatch movie on Netflix. I want to hear your take on the concept.
So, Steve, did you ever, maybe Danny and Vicky know this, but you remember the Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Love those.
Yeah.
Because it looked like I crushed a big book, but I really didn't have to read the whole thing.
Oh, there is that. So Netflix decided they were going to do a Choose Your Adventure show, where you basically are following the character, and then all of a sudden, like, does he want sugar frosted flakes, or does he want Rice Krispies? And you make the choice. It starts off as innocuous as that, but then there are moments where all of a sudden you've got to decide, like, should the kid take the job? Should the kid get into a fight with his dad or back off? And all these bizarre things happen, and more stuff happens where you choose the adventure. And this is an hour show that has probably 2 hours and 30 minutes of material that you, and you could see it all, but you really have to make all the right choices.
Okay.
It was great. I loved it. Rev hasn't seen it, so I'm trying not to spoil a whole lot. Because
He
didn't have the right device because his Chromecast wouldn't let him watch it the right way.
Yeah, yeah. I tried to watch it, and it's like, you can't watch this. And I'm like, I've updated everything. And they're like, you can't use Chromecast for it. So I'm like, I've got to figure something out.
And I have an iPad, and you could also use your iPhone, but Rev didn't want to watch it on the phone. But Danny and I both watched it, and we both thought it was terrific.
It was great. I mean, it really puts you in like a weird state of mind after watching it.
And what's so bizarre, Steve, is you do the show gets to the end, and then it will say, hey, would you like to go see what would have happened if you made this choice? And you realize how much you missed. It was like, holy cow, this whole other thing. Like, it went to completion, and I would have been like, all right, I guess that's how the story goes. Then you see this whole other bunch of stuff happen if I had just made this other choice rather than the choice I made.
Dude, that's awesome.
Oh, it was
that
really
good.
That's
a really clever thing to do. And did you like what you missed out on more than what you actually got?
Dude,
or were they both equally as awesome?
I will say this. At some point, you're going to want to, the kid's going to ask a question, and there's going to be two things that show up on the screen. There's going to be a sign that looks like an upside down U or an upside down Y, and then Netflix. Do both of them. I tell you. When you get a chance, do one, but then definitely do the other, because I didn't do the Netflix option first, and I missed a whole, like, awesome scene that you would never expect to happen based on the characters that are there, which shows good acting, by the way, because this one character who went in and did what she did, I'm like, wow, she was so awesome.
And if you're a fan of Black Mirror just in general, there are so many hidden Easter eggs to the entire all four seasons before.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you'll have to tell me about those later.
There's tons of them.
I missed all those Easter eggs. I knew nothing.
That'd be great if they do that for like adult films.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
Do
you want to bang the neighbor, or do you want to wait until maybe something better comes up, or are you willing to have sex with the stepmom?
Right. Seriously, yeah. Steve.
Or do you want both involved?
I think they do have those games, but they're all animated.
Someday. But you know what, Steve? It's so easy because people who watch on their devices, like their iPads and their iPhones or whatever, it was so easy. It was not a problem just to go boom. You just touch it and then it goes where it got to go. It was seamless.
Yeah, that's something that you couldn't pull off like 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Without it being clunky, but nowadays I could see how that would work.
And if you're a Black Mirror fan, it didn't disappoint. It also had a story where you go, oh, yeah, this is Black Mirror.
Yeah. So is this a show that you could watch without being a fan of Black Mirror?
Oh, definitely. They're all anthologies. Black Mirror is all anthologies, which means every show is self-contained. You don't have to have watched any Black Mirror to enjoy this.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's why I tell Vicky that all the time, but she's like a person that wants to start from the beginning. Yeah.
And it's called Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch.
Also would be Black Mirror for an adult film version.
Yes, it would. Yeah, so it's Black Mirror, Bandersnatch. That was the other big news that came out besides Bird Box on Netflix over the holidays.
It's good.
All right, here's a big question for you. What do Ryan Castle and TSA have in common? You know I'm going to tell you at 9:54 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and TSA have in common?
You can use my wand.
Oh, yeah,
you can see my wand.
Wow.
I will wand you. You have been wanded.
You'll be randomly selected
by Ryan's wand. Oh, this is nice. Both have to give Migs the rubber glove treatment.
Oh.
They both strip search Steve prior to boarding.
All right.
And they both ask Steve to strip naked and then ask him what's in his bag.
Oh, that's a nice one.
A lot of Steve getting it.
Yes.
Do these people not travel?
Steve inappropriately?
These people don't get out much, do they?
Well, TSA, man, you know what? Sometimes that's the only fun you get in life.
I had TSA ask me to take off my belt last time, but I think they just wanted me to take off my belt.
Yeah. You can tell. You can tell by the way they look at you. They're not even, they're like, oh, you're not a threat yet.
Yeah. Oh, I see you have TSA pre-check.
Yeah.
I'm still going to need you to take off that belt.
Yeah, buddy.
Seriously.
Woo!
That's what happened.
Yeah, you better leave your shoes off after all.
Yeah.
You won't need them. Well, the TSA is going to transition away from pointy-eared dogs over the next several years in favor of less intimidating canines with floppy ears.
Good.
I didn't know the pointy ears were giving people a hard time.
Well, I mean, I think the other dogs are feeling discriminated against.
Is that what it is?
Yes. According to the administrator, he says that we find that the passenger's acceptance of floppy-eared dogs is just better. It presents just a little bit less of a concern and doesn't scare children. Of course, I would want the dog to be competent in stopping people from being
that
bad people.
That should be the main thing.
Yeah, I don't care if I'm scared or not. I'm like, scared of what happens.
That's like saying you want less intimidating cops.
Yeah, I don't want
doesn't
that.
Doesn't make sense.
No.
Right? You should be afraid of the TSA dog.
I'll tell you what I'm not afraid of.
Especially if you're muling.
Oh. Well, Ryan Castle's got a 12-pack. And yes, he brought it here because he was muling.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
My dad, he always bought a used car. Well, finally he got this new car, and I decided I was going to jump off my bike and slide across the roof of the hood of the car.
Yes. Yeah, that worked out for you.
Oh, dude, I go to the top of my street, just barrel down off the bike, and does my father not come out of the house? And of course, that throws off everything.
Right.
But I can't stop.
You're committed.
And I go right into the side of the car and just plastered the car. Put a big dent in the damn door.
Please tell me you got up off the bike and then still slid across the hood. That would be the ultimate middle finger to your dad.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or are looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.